name is Timothy Kruger.
Okay, Mr. Kruger, could you just state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, my name is Timothy Milton Kruger, 151962.
Okay, Mr. Kruger, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. Sir, we've been authorized by our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright, for a two-panel member for the purpose of conducting a revocation hearing. Sir, today you have Mr. David Neal, the Honorable David Neal, sir, and my name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be acting as your panel chair, sir. Also with us today, sir, is Mr. Sanders. Mr. Sanders is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office. Sir, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir, I have it here with me.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, sir, I was just
going
to represent myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Sanders in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you, Mr. Kruger, and after I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir. The first allegation on your warrant states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to complete a substance abuse program on June 13, 2017 as verbally directed. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. Your second allegation states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Deep Within Recovery located at 11773 North 91st Avenue in Peoria, Arizona, on or about September 4, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, sir. Okay, then based on the admission of Mr. Kruger, I'm going to find that he was delinquent and violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Kruger, with any additional information or information you'd like to present to the board. Okay?
Okay.
Mr. Sanders.
Yes, Mr. Kruger was released on 1-9 of 2017 with a date of arrest of 9-5 of 2017 by ADC staff with no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on 9-12 of 17 with a current CSED of 2-9 of 2019. His current conviction in 2008 is a promoted prison contraband receiving 2.5 years. Prior convictions in 2000, theft receiving 3.5 years. In 2004, theft receiving 11 years, 3 months. Stemming from the same incident in 2004, burglary third degree receiving 10 years. Theft of means of transportation receiving 11 years, 3 months. And an additional theft of means of transportation receiving 2.5 years. And a trafficking and stolen property receiving 3.5 years. It's his third term in DOC. COIR score is a 4-4, mental health score of a 2, substance abuse score of a 3. He's a suspected member of a general skinheads gang. No prior terms of supervision. Has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrest information in 1998. Possession of marijuana for sale, Arizona juvenile probation. later in '98, theft of a vehicle, Arizona juvenile probation, has a G5 and V6 score. That is all.
Okay, Mr. Kruger, I see that when you were released, you were at the Deep Within Recovery House located at 1173 North 91st Avenue. It doesn't state on here whether you were working or not, sir. Were you working and still, you know, why? What happened at Deep Within Recovery while you left there?
Yes, I was employed at that time. I was working at Cardinal Stadium, different football games, things like that, volunteering my time with the community. Basically, what had transpired, I had been there for 90 days in the program, doing great, got my driver's license, clean UAs, basically turned my life around. The issue was, is this place that I was at, this halfway house, didn't allow for people with mental health issues and people to take psych meds. It's because they have their children live there on the property. The people that run it, they live there, and they don't want anybody with mental health issues. After 90 days, I was just having problems, and there was violence that occurred at the facility, and since I've been stabbed in here, I just don't function well around violence. And I went to get back into not only a rehab, but a mental health facility so I could get my meds and still stay on the track that I was on. I was let out to do good, and that's what I was trying to do, you know. I turned my life around completely, and, you know, I did make the mistake of not fully looking into this place and understanding the mental health issue of it. I hoped I could complete it. I was almost there. I needed to seek treatment, and I didn't want to do anything bad in the community. I didn't want to go use drugs. I didn't want to go commit crime, and I hoped checking myself in this other facility would be okay, you know. I mean, my parole officer verified it. I even turned myself in when he told me to. I'm not trying to cause problems. I'm not.
So when you left there, where did you go to?
I went back to my original approved address, which you guys, it's already a verified address for my family with my mother. And as soon as the rehab place and mental health place opened first thing in the morning, I went, I did my intake, my UA, I contacted my parole officer, I had my wife contact my parole officer, let him know what was going on. You know, like I said, he had me go turn myself in at the parole office because I guess I didn't meet however it is, you know what I mean? Whatever he needed, they faxed him the paperwork, verifying that I did do my intake, my UA, everything was good. But I don't know exactly what was going on. I didn't stay in Phoenix because I don't know anything down here. I haven't been down here for so long. I just went to an approved address that I figured that would be okay. I didn't want to sleep on the streets.
Okay, sir, I'm going to check with Mr. Sanders. Mr. Sanders, did he maintain a relationship with his PO, or what does the note say?
In review of the criminal notes, sir, it does appear that there was some communication that he had gone to Kingman to go to Mojave Mental Health Clinic at 3505 Western Avenue in Kingman. It does state that it was verified. But I guess in reading the car notes and staffing with supervision, that it appears because the threats that were made to an arson to burn down an occupied structure of the halfway house that he left, it was considered that a warrant would be necessary at that time from the threats that were made. So But it does say that he did go to Mojave Mental Health and came in and did check in, and it was verified. The warrant was initiated due to the staffing regarding the threats of the arson or the burn the place down of the Deep Within Recovery.
So Mr. Kruger, why are you threatening to burn the place down?
What had happened is I was explaining to the individual that my mental health issue, I've had those type of issues in the past, and it must have came across wrong. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. That's why I went and checked myself in at a place like this. But I have had issues like that in the past, and I was trying to explain that to the gentleman that was running it, that I didn't want to be in a situation where I would cause anybody harm. I'm not out there on the streets to harm people or get into trouble, and I was trying to explain my history to him. I'm sorry for that. It must have came across wrong to the gentleman. I didn't mean it that way. I truly didn't.
Did you set something on fire before, sir?
No, I had those problems when I was a kid, and my family put me into mental health treatment when I was a juvenile. And that's when I'm not on my meds, I go and do things that are inappropriate. I go steal things. I end up on drugs. I end up doing stupid things. That's been my life, is doing stupid things because I'm getting on drugs and not seeking treatment. And for once in my life, I actually do what's right and seek treatment, not drugs and crime. And you know,
How long were you at the Mojave Mental Health Center, sir?
I've dealt with it before when I was out previously, but I went and did my intake that day. My parole officer, it says right on my paperwork, it says my parole officer told me to go turn myself in. I went and turned myself in. I was just there that day, is all. Yeah, because I did my intake that morning, and then Jerry asked me to go turn myself in. I went directly to my parole office up there, and I turned myself in.
So are you taking your psych medications, Mr. Kruger?
Yes, sir, I am. Since I came back to the Department of Corrections, I've gotten back on my medications.
So why were you off your medications?
The facility that I was at, they don't allow for mental health individuals, like people that have mental health issues, they don't allow for it. And I did not get released with my meds, so they would not accommodate that type of thing. If I got back on my meds, then they were going to kick me out. And I was scared that if I got kicked out, I would go to prison. So I just tried to tough it out. You know, I made it 90 days. I was doing excellent. It's not like I was there for a week and just decided to leave. I was there for 3 months. I was doing great. But I tried to explain this to them. But when you're in the middle of having mental health issues, it's hard to come across. You know what I mean? It's hard. I don't know. Okay. I get frustrated because it's hard to get people to understand that I'm not trying to do bad, you know?
All right, Mr. Kruger, I see that you were before this board before, right?
Yes, sir, I was. And you guys gave me an opportunity to do right, and that's why I went out of my way to do everything right, you know? I was drug-free, working, got rid of old warrants, got my license, insurance, registration. I was employed, volunteering in my community. For once in my life, I was doing everything positive.
I see that there's also a letter here from your mom attached to the warrant information that we actually have, sir. So Mr. Kruger, the board made a special recommendation they added on to, saying that you should successfully complete a program that offers substance abuse treatment, sir. So did you complete the program and you left?
I had been there for 90 days. They offer certificates of like 30, 60, 90, 120. They offer different types of certificates. I've been there 90 days. I was eligible for a sobriety certificate, but I don't know as far as a completion. I would have to say no. I mean, I was clean and sober. That's why, and the place that I went to, the place I was at was only like a halfway house, really. All they had was a support group. the place I went to actually has a court-authorized addiction recovery program. That's kind of, you know what I mean? It's a comprehensive program. I have to do UAs. I have to do a lot more than the place I was at. I was hoping that that would show you guys that I'm not trying to duck doing what you gentlemen want. I was just trying to seek mental health treatment as well as do my drug program.
Okay, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. Anything else you'd like to present to the board prior to going into us going into discussion, sir?
I just want to apologize to you gentlemen for being here, and I just hope you guys see that, you know, I was trying to do right, you know? I mean, compared to where I was at before, I've made a complete 180 in my life, and you know, I just want to take care of my family and show you guys that I can do right and be successful.
All right, sir, please stay on the line. The board is going to go into discussion. Prior to going into discussion, we're going to hear from Mr. Sanders.
Yes, there's a 10-18-17 note by the parole officer. While the offender was in the program and deep within recovery, it appears that the counselor was really trying to reach out and keep the offender in the program, which he reluctantly agreed to, but he had received 3 write-ups while in the program for displaying negative behavior and attitudes about the program. So it was a tumultuous relationship, according to the notes in the program.
Okay. All right, the board's now going to go into discussion. It appears that Mr. Kruger is having some mental health issues, that he was in the program. He's in the program for 90 days, according to the information that we just received from Officer Sanders. There was some problems that he was having. Mr. Kruger saying that he wasn't on the psych medications while he was incarcerated, and that created somewhat a problem for him. That he did leave the program, but he left the program and went and checked himself into a mental health program in Mojave. And then he was told that he was instructed to go turn himself into a TO, and in which he did. I'm willing to give Mr. Kruger another opportunity on his community supervision. However, with some additional special conditions. I'd like to hear from you, Mr. Neal.
Normally, I'd say because he was violated over a DOEC condition of release, normally I'd say that I wouldn't have any desire to let him back out, but with his overall record and everything else, actually, if the mental health issues are a reason that the program wouldn't want him in the program, and so he was off his meds, I can understand some misbehavior, and it's not like there was hundreds of abscond days or anything, so I'd be agreeable to giving him one more chance.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to move to return Mr. Kruger to community supervision with the same conditions, along with some amended conditions that would be added on to him. And those amended conditions would be recommendation that he have placement in a substance abuse and mental health treatment program amounts of mark, that he must enter mental health treatment, and that the treatments are at his parole officer's discretion. I'm also going to mark, it's already in there, and it's previous, but the PO to start revocation process upon the first positive dilutedness unsuitable for testing UA.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Kruger?
Yes, sir.
So if the board is voted to give you, this is actually your third opportunity to do right. You got to understand, sir, that you have to follow and stay in the programs that your parole officer puts you in. If you don't stay in those programs, sir, then your parole officer is going to be violating you, and then you'll be back here before this board, sir. You have to February of 2019 before you complete your community supervision, sir. So I would hope that you take this as your final opportunity, sir, to get your life straightened out, sir, and stay on your medications. I'm also going to make a note in here that you are to continue taking your psych medications, okay?
Is this prescribed?
Okay.
Huh?
Continue taking psych medications prescribed?
Right. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
I have a question for you, gentlemen. Because my approved address is in Kingman and I just entered into the rehab in Kingman, do I go back to Kingman when I get out?
Sir, you're going to have to work that out with your CO3 and your parole officer is going to make that determination.
That will be a more than likely
yes.
Sir?
That will more than likely be yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.